Now look at the latest local news on WIBD. Scammers are once again calling area residents to tell them they need to pony up money immediately or be arrested on a warrant. Washington County Sheriff's Office says the scammers are even using the names of actual deputies to sell their story. They even give out a phone number that goes to a voicemail that claims to be the sheriff's office. The caller usually tells the victim they need to go purchase gift cards to cover the warrant. Law enforcement agencies, courts, utilities, and the IRS will never call and tell you to purchase a gift card to cover a debt. Officers typically don't call to tell you about a warrant. If you think you've been scammed, contact your local law enforcement. A 33-year-old Hartford man faces two burglary charges after fingerprints and other evidence allegedly linked him to early July break-ins to the Copper Tree Wellness Studio and the Pack and Ship store on East Sumner Street in Hartford. The state crime lab was able to match prints left on a cash register with the suspect's prints that were on file. He has a criminal record that includes multiple burglary convictions. The suspect lives near the scene of the crime. The next appearance for a 37-year-old West Bend man facing three felony possession of child pornography counts in Washington County Court is scheduled for October 10th. In court yesterday, Michael Winter's attorney said their investigator is now working through information on the case but needs more time. Similar charges against Winters were dismissed in August of 2017. The current charges were filed in September of 2017. Winters is out of jail under a $5,000 signature bond.